September 28, 1927. How there can be no imperfections in the divine will, and one must enter into it completely naked. One who does not do the divine will destroys the divine life within himself, and this is a crime which deserves no pity. How the divine will alone is rest. Scourges. I was feeling all abandoned in the supreme fiat, but in the midst of the perfection of a will so holy I felt imperfect, bad. And I thought to myself, how can it be that my beloved Jesus tells me that he makes me live inside his divine volition, and yet I feel so ktava? And my adored Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, in my divine will there can be neither imperfections nor ktivery, badnesses. My will has the purifying virtue, and destroyer of all evils. Its light purifies, its fire destroys even the root of evil. Its sanctity sanctifies the soul and embellishes her in a way that she must serve to make it happy and to let it take all its delights with one who lives in it. Nor does it admit to live in my divine volition creatures who may bring imperfections and bitternesses within them. Those would be things against its nature, and therefore it could never admit them to live within itself. Rather, what you say are impressions of uglinesses, of imperfections, of badnesses, and my will uses them as footstool or as earth which it keeps under its feet, and without even looking at them, it thinks about enjoying its little daughter and placing on her lap its acts, its joys, its riches to make her happy, so as to be able to enjoy from her happiness. My will gives what it has, and does not admit within itself things, even the slightest, which do not belong to it. Therefore, one who wants to live in it must enter into it completely naked, because the first thing that my volition does is to clothe the soul with light, embellish her with divine raiments, and impress on her forehead the kiss of perennial peace, of happiness and of firmness. What is human has nothing to do within it, it has neither life nor a place, and the soul herself feels such disgust for what does not belong to my volition, that she would lay down her life rather than take part in what does not belong to the sanctity of my divine will. Then, I continued my abandonment in the divine fiat, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, my divine will was given from the very beginning of creation as life of the creatures, and it took on the commitment to maintain this life in them whole, beautiful, in its full vigor, administering, in each act of creature, a divine act of its own. An act of the height of its sanctity, of its light, of its power and beauty. It would place itself in waiting, waiting for their act in order to give its own, in such a way as to make in it a portent of divine life worthy of its power and wisdom. In order to comprehend this, it is enough to say that my divine volition was to form as many lives of itself in each creature, and therefore it would place the whole of its ability and the infinite qualities it possessed in the exercise of working. How beautiful these divine lives in the creatures would have been! In looking at them, we were to find in them our reflection, our image, the echo of our happiness. What joy, what feast creation would have been for us and for the creatures! Now, you must know that one who does not do my divine will and does not live in it, wants to destroy his own divine life within himself, which he was to possess. To destroy one's own life, what crime! Who would not condemn one who wanted to destroy his own corporal life, or one who did not want to take food, reducing himself to being emaciated, infirm, incapable of anything? Now, one who does not do my will destroys his life which the divine goodness wants to give him. And one who does my will, but not always, and does not live in it, because he lacks continuous and sufficient food, is the poor ill one, without strength, emaciated, incapable of doing true good. And if it seems that he does something, it is without life, strained, because my will alone can give it life. What crime, my daughter? What crime, which deserves no pity? My lovable Jesus showed himself very tired and as though restless, so great was his sorrow for so many lives destroyed in the creatures. I felt pain because of it, and I said to Jesus, my love, Tell me, what troubles you? You suffer very much. The destruction of these divine lives of your adorable will is your greatest sorrow. Therefore I pray you, let its kingdom come, so that this, your sorrow, may turn into joy, and so creation will no longer give you restlessness and sorrow, but rest and happiness. And seeing that with my speaking I could not get to calming him, I called to my help all the acts of his will done in creation, and emitting my own, I surrounded Jesus with the acts of his will. An immense light formed around Jesus, and that light eclipsed all the evils of creatures, and he could take rest. Then he added, my daughter, my will alone can give me rest. If you want to calm me when you see me restless, lend yourself to the carrying out of the life of my will in you, and as you make all its acts your own, I will find in you its light, its sanctity, its infinite joys giving me rest, and I will take a little break from chastising the creatures who, because of these divine lives which they destroy within themselves, so much deserve that I destroy all natural goods and even their very lives. Don't you see how the sea goes out of its shore and advances to snatch these lives into its bosom and bury them in it? The wind, the earth, almost all the elements advance to make a snatch at creatures and destroy them. These are the acts of my will spread in creation for love of them, which, having not been received with love, convert into justice. I remained frightened in seeing this, and I prayed my highest good, Jesus, to placate himself and to let the kingdom of the divine fiat come soon.